The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
And we start the second hour. This is the National Intel Report. I am sitting in for John Stabmiller today. Today's date is November 7th. 2019. And phone lines are open at 1-800-313-9443. I was bothered probably just as much as you were bothered when you turned the news on and it was plastered in the paper and on the news about this family that was slaughtered, gunned down in Mexico. Well, there's a little bit of story there on my side of my family line here. Actually, it's not my family. It's my wife's family, who is a LeBaron. And I asked her, I called her at work, and I said, hey, this is going on. Do you know who these people are, the LeBarons? Which ones are they? And she said, that's Irvel LeBaron, and I knew right away what she was talking about here. But the media, of course, got it all wrong, is now coming back and getting it right. But it's a little too late when you've already slandered the lives, the memory of these people that perished in this fire. Actually, they were gunned down, and then the car exploded and burned up, so the bodies were cremated, essentially. But the LeBaron family, Irvel LeBaron, is not part of the LDS Church, Latter-day Saints. He actually was kicked out of Utah. And because he would not condone, he would not comply with the LDS lifestyle of getting rid of polygamy. He was a polygamist. He was going to continue. Thought it was the faith, the following he should be having, and he's going to continue on with polygamy and other things. So he essentially was forced out of Salt Lake City, Utah, and he went to Arizona and to Mexico and set up chapters there. But the media got it all wrong, all of it wrong. And we don't know any, my wife doesn't know any of the deceased, but the LeBaron name is her last name, was her last name. So it is part of her family line. But it's sad. They get it all wrong, and then they come back and kind of piece it together, essentially saying they're a cult. And I won't say they're a cult. They have different beliefs. A lot of people have different beliefs in religion. And do I think they're a cult? No, not really. It's just a difference in belief. And they happen to believe in like the Old Testament for the Book of Mormon. This was the way it was. They simply think they should follow through and continue on with the Book of Mormon, where polygamy was recognized and normal. And they carried that tradition on elsewhere. Is that wrong? I mean, I don't want more than one wife, because with that comes more than one mother-in-law, and you know what that could be, like a lot of problems. So I'll stick with the one. But, you know, I'm not going to call them a cult. I've met many fine people from the LDS Church, and I think I've even met a few from the Reorganized Church of Latter-day Saints, and that's exactly where they were. They were from the Reorganized Church of Latter-day Saints, but they get it all wrong. The mainstream media, you know, vilified them, and they're a cult, and they have a very evil and very violent past. Not so much. They left. They didn't fight anybody. They didn't fight any wars over their belief and their differences of belief. They simply left Salt Lake City and went elsewhere. So it's sad. The mainstream media is so poor these days. I don't even want to watch it. Don't want to turn it on. Unfortunately, I got to once in a while just to see what these idiots are saying and these talking heads are saying. So we'll move on to another topic here. 1-800-313-9443 if you want to call in. Let's talk about Donald Trump actually promised with this tragedy in Mexico. I thought this was interesting because I think his claim to say, his statement saying that we should declare war on the cartels in Mexico is actually a fine idea. I think it's a fine idea. Our military stretched across the globe chasing the boogeyman everywhere. The boogeyman we actually have created, Al-Qaeda and ISIS. And I don't know who's next, but the point is we aren't doing any good on any of these wars at all. But here's a war we actually could win if we really wanted to. Let me make my point here. We got a serious drug problem in this country, right? An opioid problem. Drugs are coming in from Mexico. They're coming in from China. Well, we can't do much about the China. That's a good distance away from the United States. But southern borders, we can certainly do something about the Mexico problem there with the manufacturing of illegal drugs that are making it into our country through mules or illegals who come in the back door. So if you want to do a war on drugs, I think that's a great idea. Let's take on the war on drugs and actually go into Mexico and let's go after the cartels. Let's send in the special ops teams. Let's send in those mercenaries. Let's wipe out the drug lords. Let's allow the people to stay in their own country because most of them are fleeing. A lot of them are fleeing here from Mexico because of the drug lords and the violence and the death. So let's give them back Mexico. Let's have Trump send a nice task force down there and let's wipe these bastards off the map. Let's give the country back to Mexico. Let them build their country back up. We've given them NAFTA. If I would be willing to give them a little something if they wanted to stay in their own country and rebuild their own country. I would be willing to do that. I'd be willing to say we have a permanent military base in Mexico to make sure we get them all and they don't return. I mean, you're killing several birds with one stone on this issue here if you had a U.S. military presence in Mexico. You get rid of the drug lords. You give the country back to the people. You help them rebuild the country. The people stay there. The opioid crisis pretty much dries up because the drugs aren't coming in from Mexico any longer. And your illegal immigration stops because people say, I don't need to go to the United States. I'm staying in my own country. I'm going to rebuild my own country. I really don't know who wants to go to Mexico and vacation to Mexico. I had a very, very bad experience going to Mexico for my sister's wedding many, many years ago. Back in the 80s, I think it was 88. And I was robbed at gunpoint by the police, the corrupt police. I had my camera stolen by some kid running through a crowd in a flea market. It was quite convenient. You had blockers there to make sure I couldn't catch the kid. It was all set up really nice. And I foiled an attempt to kidnap my brother and myself when I was walking along a road. When a van pulls up, the doors open up. I was so lucky I saw this thing going down. I screamed, grabbed my brother's hand, run to the other side. The van closed the doors and took off. They were going to kidnap us. This is going to Puerto Vallarta, which was a tourist resort, by the way. Never expected to see crime there. Never expected to be robbed. But there it happened. I will never go back to Mexico ever again. And my mother had a safe in the room at our villa. The combination, our own combination, set combination, we made the code. $400 stolen out of it. Do I want to go back and drop money in Mexico? No, never. But I think we actually, if we had a force in there, we could actually clean that up and stop this illegal immigration, give them back their country. If that's the true nature of why they're coming here, because of the violence and the drug wars, hey, this would be an actual meaningful war. This isn't a nation-building war. This is actually a nation-building war of where you're allowing the nation to build itself back up where people would stop coming into this country. A smart move. Donald Trump should do that. Will he do it? No. No, he won't. Because there's so much money being made off the illegal drugs coming into this country that fund those special op programs where we send troops to other countries here for regime change and toppling a government. Yeah, this is not going to happen. Too much money. There'll be a lot of propping, a lot of posing as if we're trying to stop the war on drugs. We're trying to stop these people. But you know what? It's spinning your wheels. My mother used to say, spinning your wheels. You're really going nowhere. It just appears like you're trying to do something. We're going to go back to the phones here. Roxanne in Texas, you're on the show.
Hi, Steve. Hello. I got a couple of bullet points.
Okay, go.
Okay, so have you ever heard of Roscoe B. Davis? He's a Twitter guy. He's a Texas Ranger. You should check him out.
I don't know.
Yeah. He's in his 80s. He keeps me on guard. Okay, so that's one bullet point. Now, do you know the University of San Diego was saying pedophilia is an orientation? Have you heard that?
No, I haven't. That's crazy talk. But go ahead.
Yeah. It came out yesterday. But, you know, Chris and a lot of your callers called in about, I don't know, religion. I only do God. I don't do religion. But everybody's right to do whatever they have to do. But
I agree.
Christianity, I agree. Islam, Buddhist, all of these things, they hide behind the Jews wrote all these books. And they complain about the Jews, but yet they quote all that stuff. That's a bullet point. Okay. Now, here's the other bullet point. Trump, Obama left 140 judges' appointments empty because they wouldn't talk about him. But Trump has just put in 158 judges. Do you know how hard it is? And everybody, oh, well, he's the jackass. Well, no, what's the jackass is they don't have somebody to combat them in these, you know, jackass courts. But he has got 158 judges. That's huge. I haven't seen it in my lifetime. Have you?
No, not at all. Not at all. But that's, Roxanne, have you ever wondered why these judges are handing down the verdicts that they're giving? Have you ever wondered who's twisting their arm? It's as if due process is, and I'm gonna mention, because you probably listened to the interview I had James Fetzer on, who got a raw deal in his court hearing that he was not allowed to present evidence to for his case. They simply shut him down. It was a kangaroo court, and I'm asking myself, how is this allowed to happen? First of all, where are the legal scholars to say, Your Honor, you cannot do that? That nobody seems to be challenging anybody. Nobody's challenging anyone.
Yes, Steve. And I've worked with James Fetzer for 11 years. I've known this guy for a long time. He knows me. He always wanted to put my name in the book when he wrote a book. I said, I don't need my name in the book. What you have to do is get this message out, sir. And that's what I want you to do. I want John, I want all of us to get the message out. I don't need my name. I don't need my name in bright lights. I don't care about that. I care about you, Steve. I care about you getting this message out. You have a microphone. I don't. And if I get the opportunity to call you now and then, and you actually pick up the phone, we're here together. This is huge. It's off the charts. And I appreciate you taking my call, and I'll hang up. But you do a good job. You're learning. You're younger than me. But what I do appreciate, you're a good soul, and you want to get this right. And that is important.
Yeah,
Thank
I
you,
do.
Steve.
I do. I do.
Thank you.
Yeah, but I'm actually doing a lot of this for my grandchildren, my daughter, and my grandchildren. I really want a better future for them. I really do.
We love you, and we love your grandchildren, and we're going to do it. And it hurts a lot of people. They don't want to hear it, but we do love you. Thank you, Steve.
I appreciate it, Roxanne. Hey, I'm going to go back to the phones here. I thought we might have been done with John in Missouri, but I may have messed up there. John, are you still there? John is not there. Okay. Go back to the phones here. Tom in Florida, you're on the show.
Yeah, Steve, you had two great calls. The last two calls were great. You made a great point. Your points were, well, great, what you were saying about what Trump should do with the Mexican situation. You know, Mexico's got a lot of fertile land. These people don't need to be coming here. We need to stop the drugs at all costs. Yep. Mexico's got a lot of fertile land, and they got a big country there. These people can go back and rebuild it. They don't need to be coming here. They need to stay in their own country, keep their own common language, which is Spanish. And these people that all say they're from Latin America are not Latin, Steve. You know that. They're Hispanic. Okay? The Latins are in Rome. They're Italians. These people that all say they're Latins are not Latins. They're Hispanic. But I'm not going to call you about that too much. What I really wanted to call you about is John and the last lady. John, the caller that called you in, the what's happening to this earth, and this, especially in the United States here now with the freedoms we do have compared to other countries, there's a thing called the Prince of Principalities. He is running this earth. There is dark angels. Hollywood is a perfect example of that, Steve. You know that. I read a wonderful article by Corey Feldman talking about Corey Haim and how Hollywood was so corrupted with the demonic dark angels of Hollywood when they're child actors. But before I go there, there's a few things I want to get off my chest. I was wondering, Steve, have you ever had on your show an angel mother or father who had one of their family members murdered by an illegal alien?
No, I have not.
I think that would be a wonderful...
You know what, Tom, I wouldn't even know how to approach something like that, because I get very angry when I see some people in the media shove a camera in somebody's face. Matter of fact, that just happened with this family here in Mexico. There were some other family members that survived, and mainstream media was right there to shove the camera in their faces to get the teardrops coming. It was terrible. It was repulsive. I'm very angry when I see that. I have no problem with somebody like that taking that camera and smashing the hell out of that camera for pointing that camera in my face, trying to pull in my grief for their own benefit. I would have no problem with that person turning, taking that camera, and smashing it.
I agree with you, Steve. I totally agree. I saw some of that. You know, there was a teenage boy who ran off with the other kid, and I guess they say he ran 14 miles to save his family, the ones that were survivors. And I mean, with that horrifying situation, I don't really want to talk about that right now, because it's got me utterly disgusted. Getting back to John first off, and then I'll talk to that with that lady. John was talking about wonderful things. What are you saying about what's going on in the United States? I believe the demon rat party is definitely controlled by demonic principalities, and they have taken over Hollywood, the filth of the Democrats going against the president of the United States, he's the commander in chief. No matter how you call him, what you think about him, he was elected through our founding fathers setting up the greatest country on earth, in my opinion, but now it's not what it used to be. Of course, but I mean, Trump is the president, and these people have no respect for this guy. You have a guy saying we're going to have a coup against him. 2 years ago, he's writing a letter saying how we're going to start a coup when Trump first got inaugurated. This is utter madness, and it is demonic. Now, going back to that other lady, she was talking about the Jews. There's a verse that I like for her to read. She needs to read Romans chapter 11, verses 8 and 9. Let her read that, or you can read it on air one day, Steve. Read Romans chapter 11. Verse 8 and 9. And tell me if that ain't what's happened to this country right now, who's in control of this country. Now, also, I'd like to get back to the mere fact of the immigration situation. And you and me both agree. I'll hold on if you got a caller.
Hold on. We'll get back to that thought here. And after this short commercial break, this is the National Intel Report. Back shortly.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you. Well, the magic's from
And we go back to the phones here. We're talking with Tom in Florida. Go ahead and finish up, Tom.
Okay, Steve. You got this. What's going on in California with Nancy Pelosi and Feinstein and all these politicians in California? They know there's 7 million illegals in there, and they're supposed to be the party of the Green New Deal. But in the meantime, they're not. They don't really care about that Green New Deal, Steve. This is all about them having votes. Okay, there's 7 million illegals in that state. California is gone as far as ever being a Republican bastion or conservatism.
That's a fact.
Milk and honey.
Yeah.
Right.
That's
never
fact.
Coming back. And these demon rats, which I tell you, they're the principalities, these people, they want the vote. They don't care about the anything but the Green New Deal. And, well, we can't have all these people because it's carbon munitions and all this. No. If you're so concerned over Ocasio-Cortez and all that, why are you not stopping immigration? Because these people, where they're coming from, they don't have cars. They don't have all the luxuries you have in the United States. These people have basically barely get by with a meal a day. But they want to come here. Of course, everybody wants to better their lives. But you know what? What happens when you have locusts, Steve? What does a locust swarm do to a crop?
Nails it. Chews it up. Yeah. Takes it out.
And when the locusts come, what happens to the people that are around by where the locusts ate? They all starve to death, don't they?
Yeah, yeah, they would. Yeah.
Right.
Agree.
So here's what here's what these Pelosi's and these demon rats are, and Schumer's. You know, Schumer is a two-faced hypocrite. This guy talks about, well, we can't have a wall, but here's the same guy that he's telling Israel, how much money you need, we'll make sure you got a wall on Israel, because we can't let the Muslims sneak in there. I mean, it's total hypocrisy. It's they're a bunch of hypocrites. But, you know, getting back, and that's just immigration. The guy John was a wonderful caller because he's telling you, yeah, we are definitely I believe in the end of times, because the demonic Elzebub is on. Lucifer's running this earth right now. And I think he's always has, because if you're a biblical and you're a religious man, I claim that I am, because I think right now what I'm seeing is this. It's appalling. I mean, the president every day is being attacked by the three major networks. You got one maybe network trying to defend him somewhat. Three major, ABC, NBC, CBS, constantly unrelenting. Trump's this, Trump does this, Trump's that, his kids are this, his kids are that. Here you got Biden's son taking money, got kicked out of Navy with dishonorable discharge, and they're trying to cover this up with Biden. Biden's a bumbling idiot. He touches kids all the time. The guy's a creep. He's Creepy Joe. But what's going on is utter demonic, terrifying. It's just
you know what, Tom, I agree with you 100%. It's really catching on fast too. It's like a wildfire here. Things that I didn't think were possible, we're seeing more and more and more, and it's becoming, as they say, the new norm. And I don't buy that. That's a cop out for standing up for your rules and your ethics and your morality. It is a domino. It is really taken off very fast. And what concerns me are those people that should be standing up and saying something. And, you know, Donald Trump has not condemned the LGBTQ and teaching of little children and drag queen at story hour. He has not come out and said a thing about that. He seems to be going with the flow, which the flow is to lower the bar. And I'm a little disappointed that a guy that he talks a good game, he really is he's just a talker. He's not
Steve,
a doer.
I will agree with you. But listen, Steve, you know in your heart of hearts and the truth of the matter that even the clergy, even a lot of Christian clergy, all these denominations, they don't even really want to talk about LGBT anymore, because they'll be labeled, they'll have camera, like you say, they'll bring camera crews into churches or I don't care where it is. The only ones let's look at this. I mean, you want to talk about that situation? Wasn't there a thing in the Bible called Sodom and Gomorrah? God punish the world because of this? I mean,
that's right.
Isn't it in the Bible that man shall not lay down with man? Women shall not lay down with woman? Mm-hmm. I mean, come on, it's in the Bible. He punished the world. He flooded the world because of this. And now it's all acceptable again? From whom?
I know. It's,
you can't,
it's
you
very
can't make
bizarre.
A baby. Two women can't make a baby, or two men ain't going to make a child.
Tom, it is very bizarre. These are not normal times. They're not changing times. These are very bizarre times we are living in. And as a caller called into Rivero today, I called back and I said, the Democrats have a lot of moxie. We need twice the amount of moxie that the Democrats have. And we do need to push back. And we need to be very vocal and simply saying, no, you can try to label me something, but it's not going to work. I stand for decency. I stand for morality. And I am not going to dumb it down here. I am not going to give up on principle. I'm not going to do it.
I totally agree with you, and you're 100% correct, 150% correct, my book. But listen, you know, we got so many issues, but the pertaining issue that really hits me was this immigration. You made a great point. Those people can go back to their own country and, you know, let's help them. Let's help them build their countries. We can't build beautiful factories, but, you know, come on. They're, you know, these demon rats say, "Oh, bring them here for what? You're the ones that want the Green New Deal." Yeah. It's absurd. Stay in your own country, keep your own common culture, your language. Why are you coming here for? Why? They supposedly can't stand the gringo, but why do you want to come here? Because this is still a gringo.
Why hasn't Tom? Why hasn't somebody snagged it? Why hasn't somebody put cuffs on George Soros?
Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is the National Anti Report. We're going to go back to Tom in Florida. Tom, I meant you to wrap it up here because I got two more behind you. So go ahead and wrap it up.
Yeah, Steve, real quickly, you made a great point. Where's it, first off, Steve, please help me. Where is Soros from? And isn't the Hungarian government, don't they want to arrest this guy? Why hasn't somebody arrested this guy for the terrorism he's doing to the world with this nonsense? The guy's a globalist, Bolshevik, insane nutcase. He's old fart, I know that, but this guy, where's he born? Was he a Greek? Was he a Hungarian? Where is he from?
He's Hungarian. This is clear sedition, by the way, Tom. This is clear sedition. Hillary's guilty. Obama's guilty. Many, many guilty parties on this. It's sedition is trying to undermine a legally elected president. They are trying to unseat him. This is sedition. And again, we are finding nobody in the intelligence community who is willing to do their job. That's why I say there must be some huge, massive program of blackmail going on, because people who have the power to do something and make weight and do something are not doing it. They're just folding their arms and saying, I didn't see a thing. There's something really fishy going on, because people should have woke up, had said in, with power, said, I'm filing charges. Why is the FBI still around? Once Trump found out about Peter Strzok and Lisa Page and that the collusion was there and the Steele dossier, the whole thing was a rigged thing to take him out. You had many more people than those two in the FBI. The FISA court, there's so many things he could have done. He could have dismantled all this stuff. You're talking about the deep state. Well, that includes the intelligence communities. You've got 17 of them. Now, I'm not going to say all 17 are bad apples here, but you've got some bad people in intelligence. You need to dismantle it and get rid of a few of these because you don't need 17 to begin with.
Well, Steve, let me ask you this. You got Bernie Sanders running ads in Iowa that's going to cost $30 million. They had that on the news. You got this Buttigieg. This guy is the woman in his relationship with his male partner. He's the female. So, I mean, look what the Democratic Party has become. You got a socialist communist like Bernie. I mean, you know, if Donald Trump or a Republican headquarters will run ads about Venezuela, Cuba. Right. Can you imagine pumping $100 million worth of ads about what this is what you want, a Venezuela, a Cuba situation with these Democrats? But you got Bernie Sanders and this guy, Pete something, whatever, Buttigieg. I mean, this guy is the woman in his relationship with the man he's with. You got Bernie's a full-blown communist Bolshevik. I mean, it's insane what's happened to our country. We don't even have real men. We don't even have men who rawhide type rugged men. We're like pussified down. It's absurd. It's absurd, man. It's absurd.
Hey, Tom, I need to push on here. I got four calls backed up right now, Tom. I need to get on to some other calls. Thank you for your call. Appreciate it. Going back to Florida again, we're going to talk to Mark. Mark, are you there?
Hey, thank you, Steve, for letting me in. I guess all it boils down to, because the topic has changed so much, that the question is, how cheap is it to purchase an assassin? And you've had them for the past million years. But assassins are pretty damn cheap, I think.
I'm missing. What are you saying is cheap, Mark?
An assassin.
Assassin.
Yes. Lincoln. Cleveland. Probably Hoover.
Mark, who are you referring to as about assassin? Who are you talking about?
I suppose I would say the bankers or the powers that be seem to be able to rid the world of any opposition. And even in your neighborhood or your locality, how cheap would it be to pay someone to get rid of the good government guy? I guess that's my question.
Good
government guys get in.
Well, and I'll have to agree with Mike Rivero and John Stadmiller on this one here. We need an honest money system. That's part of it right there. Central banking has to go. We need to audit the Fed. It's all about the money and trading on the petrodollar, the resources for the petrodollar, oil for a dollar. Until that system collapses, that monetary system collapses, we have no way of stopping these people. We really don't have a way to stop the central bankers. They're way too strong.
Well, I would guess or suppose that at the county level it could be done, but you need a whole lot of counties to do it at the same time as or get together somehow, but it could be done at the county level. It would just take a lot of counties to do it.
Yeah. That's the $64,000 question, how to. I don't know. I think you're just going to have to come crashing down. The economy's going to have to crash. The money system has to die, and we're going to have to come up with a new system. But the problem is, will we make the same mistakes twice? Will we allow these bankers back in? Will we allow them to reestablish themselves, go back into putting countries in debt, putting us in debt, Will we allow that to happen again? Will we allow the politicians who okayed all this to go back into office? You know, you have a chance here to really make pretty much clean slate, you know, and get rid of a lot of people, a lot of dead weight people, a lot of professional people who are doing the job for their own self greed. And will we be able to do that? Separate? We should have term limitations. Get rid of lobbyists. We have so many things we could do to bring about an honest government. But the problem is the people who make those decisions, who draw up the laws, enact the bills. Those are the politicians. Those are your lawyers who are always writing the gray area, the asterisks for a bill that would benefit the wealthy, the rich, the elite. So I guess bottom line is we're going to have to see a major crash and devastation on the economy before we can actually maybe possibly, if we're smart enough to take it back, to say this is a mistake, we're not going to do that again. That was a mistake in the past. We're not going to do that again. We're not going to do this. We're not going to do that. We are going to bring back the government to work for the people, not the other way around, the people for the government. We're overtaxed on everything. I've never seen so many taxes in all my life. We are an overtaxed population, and you're not getting anything for your money. You're not getting what you're deserving at all.
Yeah.
Hey, I need to go on to some other calls here because I got four calls backed up. I appreciate your call, Mark. I need to move on here. Ken in New York, you're on the show.
Hi, Steve. I can answer the question you posited earlier and why Putin's been so successful, even though his economy is a fraction of the size of ours. John always said that probably the only peaceful way we could have a revolution without having a violent one is to change the banking system. Putin did that. He nationalized his bank. He evaporated his debt all in one shot. And he succeeded where none of our dead presidents were able, and I do mean the assassinated ones. His people are basically more honest than our people are. He didn't have to worry about being assassinated by anybody near him.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. He has the respect of his people. The people know that what he's doing in office, his government, his style of government, is for the benefit of the people of Russia. And totally different scenario than we got here. We have politicians who aren't accountable, politicians who will promise you anything to get you to vote for them, which that's a scam itself. So voting a scam. I'm not participating in that any longer. But it's about the politician himself. It's greed. It's self-serving. It's not serving our needs at all. You know what, Ken, if you think about it, you're no safer at $1 trillion than you would be cutting it in half at $500 billion. I would theorize my policy would be we will cut the military budget in half. We'll start bringing all these people back from across the globe here. We're going to take that savings because we don't need all that money abroad anymore. $500 billion, split it up, show some accountability for it this time, for God's sakes. The people who get the money, each state who gets a certain lot of money, has to show accountability of where the money is going to rebuild the infrastructure that is failing us and build this country back and stop wasting money on war. War, there's money in war, all right, for a certain number of people, but it's not for the benefit of this country. It's killing us, and we got to get off the path of war. We've got to stop these needless, endless wars. Stop them all. Stop meddling in other people's affairs.
And I can answer you the judge question about it's not so much blackmail. I brought it up during Fetz's interview, but I didn't have enough time since the show ended to finish it. I had asked him about all of the people in Newtown that had their mortgages paid off, and he told me something I didn't know. I had an idea what was going on. But he said the mortgages were not paid off. They were zeroed out. Now, judges, lower-level judges, typically will remortgage their house again and again every couple of years, and then all of a sudden the mortgage appears to be paid off with no explanation.
Right.
Well, if the banks are zeroing them out.
Yeah, he got a raw deal.
Yeah, Yeah. And he'll never
let's hope Ken, in the appeal process, Jim Fetzer comes out on top. I hope he does. I really do.
He might, but the problem with judges is that you'll never get an attorney that will bar grieve a judge. A judge is still a lawyer. A judge can be criminally charged for obstruction of justice and a variety of other charges, but you'll never have a lawyer do it because the judge is dangling his bar card in front of him every time he appears in front of him.
Yeah.
Good night.
Thank you, Ken. Appreciate it. We're going to go back to the phones here. Texas here. Tony in Texas, you're on.
Hello?
Tony, are you there? Are you there, Tony?
Yes, sir. Yes, I'm here. Yeah. I'm here. Thank you very much. Great show, great guests and all. What I want to tell you very briefly is one of the things that I do, my wife does, and a lot of my colleagues and friends do, we listen to Twitter. Yes, of course, as a juxtaposed, I listen to CNN and all the fake news that's out there. I get all that. But Twitter really has a news feed that, just like General Flynn said, there's an army of digital soldiers out there. And that's what I wanted to tell you and to all of your listeners. There are an army of digital soldiers that are on Twitter. They're on other platforms, 8chan, the new 8chan, all of this. Just do your own research. Find out
Tony,
your
Tony,
own
let me path. Ask you something. Tony, let me ask yes, you sir. Something. Are you a follower? Do you believe in QAnon?
As I was asked that by John Stadtmiller a month or two or four ago. I believe you were on that show. I listened to everything. Yes, I listened to everything. As I stated earlier, I listened to CNN. I listened to NBC, ABC, CBS. I want to know it all so that I can make my own informed decision. And it's important that all of your listeners understand that it's a different time now. What we have in front of us and is a president that actually cares. Now, some may argue with me. I don't care. That's okay. Arguments are okay. But what I want to share with everyone is just look at his track record. Look at what he's done. Forget about Pelosi. Forget about Schumer. Pay attention to Barr and Durham and some of these big boys that are coming around that the lamestream mainstream media doesn't want to report on. But things are going to happen. And my colleagues at work, and we have a very diverse congregation at work. We speak 17 languages at work. And most of them get it. They understand the freedom, the brilliance of having, you know, America. But what they're actually saying to me every day, well, we didn't like Trump. But all of a sudden, and we didn't vote for Trump. Now, three years later plus, they're saying, wait a minute, I'm paying attention to Trump because I'm watching things change. I've got a better job. I'm making more money. I'm paying less taxes. Now, you're never going to hear it from the mainstream media. That's fine. But what's so important about your and John's RBN is they're getting the word. You're getting the word out. And I wanted to just to reiterate to all of your many thousands of listeners, maybe millions of listeners, get on Twitter. Pay attention to what's going on Twitter because it's real news and it's Trump. And I'm telling you right now, I know the guy, I've said it in the past, but here's the reality. He's the real deal. And anybody that doesn't like that, that's okay. Everybody has the ability and the right and the freedom to feel the way they want to think the way they want to. And that's the way it is. Thank you, sir.
I agree.
Thank you for taking my call. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a great night.
I just want Donald Trump to be more, have more spine, show more spine, and to stand up. Not, you know, you could belt out all kinds of things and say, I'm going to do this and this and this. It's the follow through. You have to follow through with something. When you say you're going to do something, you must follow through. The border wall, we got to build this wall. We really do. It's a necessity, whether he's president or not. It's necessary for a country to have a border wall to protect itself. You never know what's going to happen. You just can't say, well, you know, we'll take our chances here. A natural catastrophe, everybody floods into your country, and then you're stuck with all these people. You can't do that. I'm a nice guy, but I'm also a guy who uses his own noggin here, his thinking, put his thinking cap on, and you just got to have it. Every country has a border wall, protects their borders. It's security for the American people. It's secure. It's economic security. So it's necessary. We need to do it. As far as QAnon goes, I wanted to ask Tony there and didn't get a chance to because I got Murr coming up here. I need to talk to her. But I need something to believe. I need something of substance to believe in QAnon. In order to believe in them, that they're real and they're really behind the scenes and they're finding out this information. And, you know, I've heard 20,000 indictments, 40,000 indictments. I don't even know what it is now, but give me something. Throw me a bone, for God's sakes, here. Show me something you guys really can do and you can accomplish. Show me somebody in handcuffs that's going to be led away in jail that's been involved in corruption and collusion and conspiracy. Please give me something. I don't see it. I can't see it, and I can't believe it what I don't see. So as far as QAnon goes, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's a government psyop, all I know, but I don't know. I just haven't seen anything of substance to say it is real. These guys have impact. They are going to clean up house. We are going to get the bad out. And that's all I want. I just want something of substance. Please throw it to me. And then I'd believe in. Other than that, I've just got to wait and just cross my fingers, I guess. Go back to the phones here in Wisconsin. I haven't heard from him in a while. Murr, you're on.
Hi. I guess you're about to go to break.
Hello, Murr.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I might, but if I do, I'll bring you back anyway. How about that?
Okay. So anyway, it's not about belief. It's about what each of us can do and research and not judging others on how they find things. Do what you feel needs to be done. Tony's right. Twitter is direct to the people. They cut people off just as soon as it doesn't go along with the talking points. And the Jews are in control of the money. It's not all the Jews, but it is the Jews. Okay, I just came from another radio program where this man is over in Saudi Arabia, and he knows, and he speaks it clearly. Okay, and if you go back, one of John's favorites, Henry Ford, the international Jew, and we keep getting this thing about how he succumbed and he apologized. No, Harry Bennett forged his name. He always wanted to put those booklets back out. And then I saw someone else posting about, oh, well, it was because of a Chrysler deal. No, he had just recently learned about the learned protocols, the learned elders of Zion. That was just being revealed. And all his work with the Dearborn Independent. And he put it together in this international Jew. And we need to learn from this. We need to learn from the people before us. And Soros, his name is Schwartz. Let's call him his real name. Let's call people by their real names. Let's call things by the way we want to see them happen. Do we have to have a collapse or a war? No, we don't. No. We can bring it down. Yes, and know that we have to be individually responsible, okay, for what we want to believe or think or research. Now, I know I got a little angry with you when you were putting Melania down as being a model and blah, 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 and I said, no, she speaks six languages fluently. And this is
I don't think I ever put her down. I never put her down. I don't even know her.
Oh, yeah, you were. That's why I corrected you. Yeah, you were.
I don't think I ever put her down.
That's why I'm bringing it up now.
I think she married Donald Trump for the money and the fame.
Well, good for you. Okay, we're not thinking for each other. Okay, they have to think for themselves. Why would a 70-some-year-old man, he's 73 now, why would he put his life on the line for this country like he's doing? Sure, he has to play the game. Did you cut me off?
No, I didn't cut you off. No.
Oh, I thought I heard a click. I wouldn't be surprised.
No, I'm not going to cut you off.
I'm very passionate about it because we have to think for ourselves, not be told what this one thinks and that one thinks. Okay, that's fine. But then research for yourself. You know, we can bring this down individually. Man up. Mankot. Everything Jewish. Okay? That's movies, music, sports, TV. Look at the products. You don't have to buy them. Make them suffer.
I agree.
They just ripped out 900 olive trees of the Palestinians. Don't be buying olives. Okay, I think Mike Rivera actually brought that up.
Yeah, okay, I think he did too.
Yeah. So look what you're... Oh, and Jim in New York, in Brooklyn, he's a Jewish guy, and he made the point to Patrick, who didn't quite get it at first, and I told him because my sister went blind. Sometimes, you know, the kosher app won't apply because they won't have any symbol on their kosher products at all that's visible. They'll only have the two bumps that are the Braille for K on the label. So you can only feel those two bumps. It's just like some of these times when they're not supposed to go out of certain areas, so they string a little red thread in a big area so they can go in that area. I mean, they're always breaking their own laws. So, of course, they're going to break all of ours.
The power of the boycott is very powerful, Murr, but the thing is here, when you do it, you can't advertise it. Now, how do you get the word out to advertise to say boycott these products?
I'm doing it right here. We're doing it right here and now. Man up, man cut. They're probably going to
you
take
know
the
what?
Word
they could actually deplatform me. Murr, they could actually deplatform me for saying that, for telling people to boycott Israel. I could
what
be deplatformed
for
that.
I didn't say boycott, did I? I said man up, man cut. Don't use their words. Use what works.
Okay.
I don't own that one.
Okay. I got it. I got what you're saying there. I got it.
And listen,
okay,
about what Roxanne said about what we read, no, we're spirits first. And I've told you that before. They don't own everything. They try to, but they are the liars, and they did kill Christ and their own prophets, and they are the enemy to all men. So this blending it in with Judeo-Christian and Christian Zionism, Rick Wiles, Chuck Baldwin, all these former Zionist preachers are waking the heck up. And not a minute too soon, because the end game, now, Steve Bannon told me this, the end game is to get us all under Noahide law. Judged by the Sanhedrin out of Israel, where they're going to have the headquarters. And if you think about it, the hierarchy of law, you have Kabbalah for the top evil. For the mid-level evil, it's Talmud. And for the Goy and all the bottom, it's Noahide. And that is their aim. So do what you can, man. Stand on your own two legs and pray your heart out.
All right,
Murr.
Thank
you, Steve.
Thank you. Appreciate
Love
it.
Love you.
She loves me. Well, it's been an interesting show. Appreciate your contribution to the show, calling in. That completes our show. I will be back in my studio here on Sunday for my show, 7 to 9 Central Time, Off the Beaten Path. John should be here tomorrow night, Friday. A little words of wisdom here. Knowledge and truth are frowned upon by those in the business of deception. Keep that in mind. Learn, educate yourself, share what you know with others. Please support this network, RBN. I'll see you soon. Good night.
Or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.